It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we bring a list of music and interviews from the local bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, we'll chat with Mark DelGiudice of Morningside Lane about their new single and chat with JT Untamed, a winner in the partnership for a drug-free New Jersey's Shoutdown Drugs competition. We'll also rock great tunes from The Ones You Forgot and Lost Romance. But first, let's take a track from this week's Jersey Rock Home Showcase. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. at facebook.com/95.9therap, the Jersey Rock Home Showcase brings you a home performance from a different New Jersey act. It's powered by Yuengling. This week's show was graced with a solo acoustic performance by John Easdale of Dramarama. Dramarama's first new album in 15 years, Color TV, is out now, and it totally rocks. Here's John Easdale performing the lead single from that album, Up to Here, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Hey, this is John Easdale from Dramarama, and the song's called Up to Here.
To sleep, if I have a soul, let me keep it. Bury me, but not too deep, in case they find a cure. Name of the Father and of the Son. I guess the Holy Ghost must be a woman. Used to think I knew everything, and now I'm not so sure. And I'm swarming like a storm out of the east, like an altar boy assaulted by a priest. If the only thing we have to fear is fear, I'm surprised we haven't had it up to here. Now my daily bread, at least 109 different kinds of shampoo, make me calm and make me brave, and grant me wisdom too. Bless me please, for I have sinned. Forgive my trespass in hell, that's the least of it. Forgive us all, because we really don't know what to do. Cause if everything we try to do just fails, chill the planet, feed the hungry, save the whales, then bones are selling soda pop and beer. I'm surprised we haven't had it up to here. At the things that we're still doing in your name. And we always know the team we like might lose. The commercial's more important than the news. And the only thing we have to fear is fear. The Ramones are selling soda pop and beer.
John Easdale of Dramarama performing Up to Here on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Dramarama's new album, Color TV, is out now on all streaming platforms. Check out your physical options at Dramarama.us and view John Easdale's full performance now on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. The Jersey Rock Home Showcase continues this Thursday at 9 p.m. at Facebook.com/95.9TheRat with Soraya. Joining us over the phone is Mark Del Judas of Morningside Lane. They have a brand new single out. We're about to rock it. Mark, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks for having me, Tom. It's always a pleasure to be on air with you, man. Oh,
dude, it's always awesome talking to you. You guys did such an awesome job at the Jersey Rock Showcase when we had the Wonder Bar. I remember that was right at the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. And, you know, people weren't taking it so seriously yet. And I remember you were on stage and you reported that they just found one case in your town. And now here we are several months later. Have you been making out?
I've been making out good, man. It's funny because that was actually the last show. And I remember feeling kind of like, wow, this thing is kind of really, it's really taking shape here. Like obviously in a negative way. So, I mean, I'm glad that we had our last show with you and, at a home crowd kind of state. So, yeah, we feel good now, but, now we're kind of coming out of it. So we're good now, you know?
Yeah, I think I'm hoping we're turning the corner on this. That was a great night. We only did one more show after that, and we actually ended up cutting our showcase short because of it. But anyway, though, you guys have been hard at work. You have a new album coming out, and you're releasing some singles. How's that going?
We're feeling really good about it. I mean, we're really lucky and happy that we saved the entire album for, like, you know, kind of, because we're heading into post-COVID-19 right now, so... Or whatever that is, you know, like, yeah. So we feel really good about it because, we feel prepared and it's a way to really get a message out there, you know, in a time where a message should be out there and a statement should be strong. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. And, I love the image that goes along with this. If anyone can look online, we'll have the picture up on the Jersey Rock page. It was taken, we think, in Jersey City at the Statue of Liberty. It's just beautiful. If somebody wants to find the single, Glass Skin, how can they do it?
I mean, it's everywhere right now. It's on Apple Music. It's on Spotify. You can get it on iTunes. And, you know, I got to give the credit to, Greg Palante because he agreed to give it, to really, you know, let us use it. Because we saw it and we were like, okay, this kind of represents something now. And we were like, okay, let's hit him up. And then he was really nice enough to really let us use it, and we're really happy about it, man.
And now you have another single coming out this July, correct?
Yes, July 31st. The second single is called Under the Notion. And it's Glass Skin and Under the Notion is part of a full-length album called These Are Our Years. And we feel that, you know, a title like that really represents what's going on right now, and I feel that people could really relate to it and not take things for granted as much as we used to before, you know, the virus and all that stuff, because everything means a little more right now, you know, like the luxury of life, I guess, you know, since everything's opening up.
I hear you. I totally agree. What's the best way for someone to keep track of everything that Morningside Lane is doing?
You could go on Spotify. You can go on iTunes, Apple Music, it's everywhere, man. Even YouTube, you know, just like on all streaming platforms. And, yeah, that's definitely the best way to get, you know, this, like, to listen to the singles, listen to the album, everything that we're putting out now.
Mark Del Judas of Morningside Lane. They have another new single coming out this July, new album after that. But right now we're going to rock their latest single. Dude, thank you so much for calling in.
Of course, man. Thanks, Tom, for having us. You know, you've been great over the past few years, so we can't thank you enough.
I could send that exact message right back to you, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Morningside Lane, their latest, it's Glass Skin, on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Now I'm lost in the way. in a paper heart that's bound to rip.
And you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'm
The ones you forgot with Here Forever on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. They're Too Afraid to Say EP is out now. Check it out at theonesyouforgot.com. Joining us over the phone is JT Untamed. He took second place in the 2019 Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey Shoutdown Drugs Competition. JT, thanks for calling in, man.
No problem.
It's awesome having you on our Jersey Rock podcast episode. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you're currently a senior over at Egg Harbor Township High School.
Yes, that's correct.
How has your senior year been going with the amount of insanity that 2020 has had?
I gotta say, it came in unexpectedly. Mid-March, when we left, I thought it was only going to be for 2 weeks. That's what they told us at first. Then I got pushed to April, and then people started getting skeptical. Then early May, they made that decision that senior year was over March.
So you guys didn't even get to have, like, a prom or anything?
No, we didn't have a prom. That actually was supposed to be this past weekend.
Wow. Well, I'm really sorry, man. Are they doing anything special for graduation, or how's your graduation working?
Well, originally they were working on ways to give us the feel of an in-person graduation with obvious restrictions, and they were considering pushing it back to July. But ever since, I know Governor Murphy had put out a statement saying that after July 6th, in-person graduations would be allowed, with certain restrictions, of course. So what they're doing now, our original graduation was slated for the 18th of June. That part is going to be virtual, but then come July, they're going to make a ceremony for us.
I'll tell you, seniors of the year 2020, you guys, nothing but respect, because you guys have had arguably the absolute worst senior year in the history of ever. So hopefully, I'm hoping that next year is great for you. What do you have planned after graduation?
Planning on studying communications and media arts in Montclair State University.
Very cool. Good place. Now, how did you get involved in music?
How did I get involved in music? So I've always been a writer for, like, most of my life. I was writing, I think it started as, I call myself writing songs at a very young age, but in hindsight, they were just parodies of songs I know, merged into poetry by middle school, and I guess as I started being interested in more things, technical, on scenes, off scenes, sort of thing into the entertainment, music became something I was, like, really leaning into. So, like, I really started working on music, getting into high school, actually trying to build a career and name for myself.
And it was, I guess it was your junior year, because 2019, you took second place in the Shoutdown Drugs competition. How did you get involved in that? And yeah, I believe you wrote the song in a pretty quick time frame, right?
Yeah, so I'm involved in the Communications Academy at my school. It's a media-driven course, 4 years. But with communications, you know, that's a broad subject. So a lot of the kids are, like, exploring other options. And they saw me, my strong drive was entertainment, media, that sort of arena. And with, like, they saw interested I was in music, and I got really close to the technical director here in the district for the whole district. She manages all the media stuff for all the schools in the district. And she got an email from somebody about the competition, but it was 2 days prior to it. And she came to me and gave it. She said it would be great for you, but the problem is it's in 2 days. She was like, and I think one of the requirements was the instrumental you used had to be original. And I also knew that, like, part of me is the music producer. I construct beats and instrumentals of all sorts. So I had some stuff prepared. So I went through my work. I found one out that fit with the theme and the mood of, you know, drug awareness. Wrote some lyrics down. It was a quick lyric. I didn't have much time to mix it, so it doesn't sound the best quality-wise, but I knew if I was chosen as a finalist, it would sound a lot better live. I was surprised when I was chosen as a finalist, but not as surprised as I was when I actually placed for it. But I was definitely correct that when I was actually on stage, I could deliver the message in person. It was a lot better than when I was on a strict deadline and was more worried about.
I know you're going to study communication next year. Are you going to continue your music career as well?
Of course, yeah. Like I said, I also found a passion for, like, acting too. That also helped me with my music. Like, they all interchange in some way or the other. So I'm also planning to minor in theater arts when I actually get a chance. I don't think you can as a freshman at Montclair. But
if somebody wants to stand up of everything that JT Untamed is doing, is there a social media or a Spotify page or Bandcamp? How can someone keep track of you?
So my Instagram, well, I think at this point all my social media handles go by I am JT Untamed, with the exception of my YouTube and SoundCloud, and that's just simply JT Untamed. I currently have a song up on Spotify and almost all music platforms now. It was actually produced last year, it's Never in a Day, and it's featuring my good friend Imohimi. So that's available on all platforms, but if you just want to see more of my work, my social handles, I am JT Untamed, all one word, and my YouTube, of course, is just simply JT Untamed, where I post more of my media work as well.
JT Untamed, the second place winner in the 2019 Partnership for a Drug-Free New Jersey Shoutdown Drugs Competition. JT, thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Wish you the best of luck in the new school year, moving on to college. And again, congratulations on graduating from high school.
Thank you so much.
All right, now let's rock that track. Here's JT Untamed with Wasting Time on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
It's JT. I'm here with a message, y'all. Let's go. So they came to me. It was like, yo, we need you to tell these people about this. I was like, okay. Now I'm here to give you all a lesson. I ain't trying to read your ear with a sermon of depression. But the problem with our people is the evil and the drugs. The poison, hide them in them, faking love and perfection. They gon' tell you marijuana kills pain. They gon' laugh while they telling you to snort cocaine. They won't tell you that the mess is unsafe. That the mess is insane. That'll mess with your brain. The drug gon' dump you like a dumb truck. It's dumb luck. You surf after kill streak, that was luck. You missed your whole chance out your life, cause you can't seem to stop getting tipsy. Now it's got you 6 feet. Ha! Percocets, steady popping pills. Wasting time on everything you know won't pay the bills. Wasting time on everything you know won't get you killed. Snorting and affecting every drug you can and will. Percocets, steady popping pills. Wasting time on everything you know won't pay the bills. Wasting time on everything you know won't get you killed. Snorting and affecting every drug you can and will. Let me tell you what gon' happen when you inhale. My goes inhale, you get caught, you end up in jail. Turn your skin pale, never know how you gon' get help. Never wanna do anything or get windmill. Drugs are cool, bro, try it, bro, never knew, bro. Drugs are good for the mood, bro, feel the vibe, bro. Nah, bro, that's all you, bro. Really, I don't wanna get kicked out of school, bro. Don't wanna die, bro. The drug gon' dump you like a dump truck. It's dumb luck, you survived the kill streak. That was drugs. You missed the whole chance at your life, cause you can't seem stop getting tipsy, now they got you 6 feet. Percocets, steady popping pills. Wasting time on everything you know won't pay the bills. Wasting time on everything you know gon' get you killed. Snorting and affecting every drug you can and will. Percocets, steady popping pills. Wasting time on everything you know won't pay the bills. Wasting time on everything you know gon' get you killed. Snorting and affecting every drug you can and will.
Lost Romance with Heart on a Wire on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Their latest album, Strum It Again, is available now. Check it out at lostromance.net. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode. Or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And don't forget to hit up Facebook.com/95.9TheRat every Thursday at 9 p.m. for the Jersey Rock Home Showcase. Each week we'll bring you a different home performance video from a New Jersey artist. The series continues this week with Soraya. And hey, if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tommy Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.